Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who resigned in disgrace over shocking allegations of physical abuse and demeaning of women, now might become someone who is in prison over a law that he, in fact, proposed and adopted and pushed through the legislature while he was in the state legislature. Eric Schneiderman may be going to prison. A special counsel has now been appointed by Governor Cuomo. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Governor Cuomo, on the very first day that these allegations came out regarding Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, highest law enforcement officer of the state of New York, said that he ought to resign. The president of even the National Organization of Women in New York also said he should resign. Others joined in the chorus. Planned Parenthood, on the other hand, defended Eric Schneiderman, predictably. But now a special prosecutor counsel has been appointed to investigate the criminal allegations that have surfaced in the information presented in this New Yorker article.
You know, Matt, speaking of criminal allegations and predictions, let's talk about the tweet that President Trump put out a couple years ago about this guy.
You know,
it was prescient.
Yeah, this guy.
What did that say?
He came after the Trump University. Remember that? He was the guy who filed suit. And then when President Trump became president, he prided himself as Mr. Resistance. He was going to file suit against everything and stop President Trump.
Right.
Well, back in 2013, Donald Trump issued a tweet, and before you have Eric Schneiderman, you have Elliot Spitzer, the former attorney general.
Right.
And Elliot Spitzer had to resign because he had been soliciting prostitutes. Then you had Wiener.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is, of course, the husband.
Anthony Wiener, yeah.
Anthony Wiener of Uma Abedin. And she was the close confidant, advisor.
For Hillary.
Chief of staff, if you will, of Hillary Clinton. And he was soliciting young women, underage women, and sending them nude photos through social media.
So they both went down.
And he also had information that was classified on his personal computer that he shouldn't have had. So in the tweet, he said that Spitzer—
President Trump,
you know, this guy, Eric Schneiderman, he's going to be found to be worse than Spitzer and Wiener. Just wait and see, he says.
Yeah. And this is what, how many years ago?
2013.
So
and you know what?
Ago.
This is far worse than Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Wiener.
He was right on the money.
I've seen several officials in New York, some people that are there kind of, you know, in the know, if you will, who have come out and said that this was the biggest unknown secret, if you will. Everybody knew about it. And I am skeptical that Andrew Cuomo, who was very close to Schneiderman, that he didn't know about these, if not rumors, about these allegations. And he, you know, he's calling now for a, quote, complete and unbiased investigation. But this is obviously a problem that runs rampant, and not just in the state of New York. But you notice here in the Me Too movement, the people they keep outing here, for the most part, are all of these liberals. And it seems like you mentioned Planned Parenthood came to his defense. I remember the same thing with Bill Clinton. There were reporters and women and offering to do sex acts with Bill Clinton and said, because he's pro-choice, so we have to overlook all these allegations of rape and abuse and so forth. Same thing with Schneiderman. It was the biggest secret out there that everybody apparently knew.
Well, you know, when he was pushing the Me Too movement and also coming after Harvey Weinstein, these women who he abused, they felt horrible because they knew what this guy was like. They were afraid to come forward.
They were terrified.
Sure.
And these are what they describe themselves as liberal, progressive Democrats, all of these women that came forward. So these are not people who are trying to do him in. These people gravitated to him because they liked his liberal, progressive, frankly, radical Democratic policies.
Right.
They were of the same mindset. So they're not trying to sabotage him. In fact, they were trying to, you know, have relations with him.
They trusted him, yeah.
But this was the abuse that he meted out to them. And it happened over periods of time. Well, one of the women said that when she told her friends, and by the way, all these stories, the New Yorker substantiated through emails, conversations with other people who were told contemporaneously of the same things. All the stories of the women line up, even though they didn't know each other. One of the women went and told some of her people that are in her circles of liberal democratic politics about Eric Schneiderman, and guess what she was told? Don't say anything. Why? Because he's the rising star of the Democratic Party. He means too much to the Democrats. And so just keep the story to yourself. Stories of abuse.
No.
Of the highest law enforcement officer.
You know, they were afraid, so I just commend these women for coming forward, you know, and the New Yorker did an excellent job of research on this.
Well, and two women actually have given their names. The New Yorker has verified the other two women as well. And for them, it is very brave to come forward because you have to understand, in their circles that they run with, they just brought down, because of his own actions, the highest law enforcement officer of the state, someone who could be on the trajectory of the next governor of New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody who probably had his sights set on eventually running for president of the United States, a rising star of the very radical, liberal, democratic machinery. They brought him down. So you can imagine what's happening in the circles. I'm sure that they have some support, but I am also sure that they are probably getting a lot of pushback for coming forward to bring down this person.
He was a hero. He was a hero in the progressive community because in their mind, it's always the ends justifies the means. So the fact that he would abuse his position as the chief law enforcement officer to target Christians, to target pro-life individuals, to threaten them, to literally charge them criminally and to say idiotic, unconstitutional, un-American things like, you know, we are not a nation where you can choose your point of view. That's an exact quote. That is so egregious. They loved him.
This is, you know, this is the same guy who did a press conference out in front of the abortion clinic in Jamaica, New York.
Right.
The Choices Women's Medical Clinic to file suit against 13 pro-lifers, including the client that we represent, Scott Fitchett Jr., who is a school teacher. And he just simply shares the gospel on public sidewalks, not just in front of this abortion clinic, but anywhere on the weekends. He uses his Saturdays to share the gospel. He is there doing that. Schneiderman included him. From the very beginning, we said to Schneiderman, dismiss our client because there's no facts or law that supports your allegation. Schneiderman has the audacity, because he thinks he is the law, to put on the witness stand in a four-month trial the abortion clinic security guard. The abortion clinic security guard is there every day. And when he testified, he says, there's no one that knows Scott Fitchett Jr. better than me because I saw him every time he was there. When asked, did he do any of the things alleged in the complaint? He said, no. Did you advise Schneiderman before he filed suit? Yes. He said, Schneiderman submitted to me the complaint allegations. I told Schneiderman that Scott Fitchett didn't do anything that you're alleging. Schneiderman filed the lawsuit anyway. Schneiderman then put on the witness stand a woman who created a fake Facebook to try to entrap individuals. He used her as part of his case in chief. He put on the witness stand Mary Lou Greenberg. She's been the spokesperson for the Revolutionary Communist Party USA since at least 1993. There's a C-SPAN video of her when they were celebrating the 100th year since Mao Zedong, who is her hero, responsible for killing 65 million people. The scholars that were alive at the time, his followers killed them and cannibalized them. This is a federal crime to advocate the violent overthrow of the United States of America. And yet, this is the kind of case he tried to present. That case, by the way, is still pending. We finished a four-week trial, continue to pray for it. We are praying for a complete dismissal, but we're also praying that the court finds the New York Attorney General's office with a substantial attorney's fee award, because this case was frivolous, But you know what? He did in secret has now been revealed, and Schneiderman is gone. The case still goes. Visit LibertyCouncil at lc.org. Support us in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.